的这个以赛亚的讲道，我们将念以赛亚第八章第十一到第十五节。 Tonight will be the last sermon from Isaiah for our entire Advent. So we'll be reading from Isaiah chapter 8 verses 11 to 15.
Maybe you can read 11 to 14.
Okay. In Chinese? In English?
Do you have it? In Chinese, do you have
Chinese? 我有。
Okay.
Okay, 我先念啊。
Yeah.
以赛亚书第八章第十一至十四节，耶和华以大能的手指教我，不可行这百姓所行的道，对我这样说：这百姓说同谋背叛，你们不要说同谋背叛；他们所怕的，你们不要怕，也不要畏惧。但要尊万军之耶和华为圣，以他为你们所当怕的，所当畏惧的。
He will be a holy place for both Israel and Judah. He will be a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. For the people of Jerusalem, he will be a trap and a snare. Many of them will stumble, they will fall and be broken. They will be snared and captured. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we pray for your Spirit to be with us. As we come to celebrate Christmas, Lord, we remember that it is you who first make the entire thing happen. We want to pray that, Lord, we let us know you so that we may join you in your work for the world. And all this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
主内的弟兄姐妹，圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas to you. I want to say that I'm very glad that this year we are doing this festival of nine lessons and carols.
那我很庆幸呢，今年我们以这九段经科唱诵节庆作为烛光崇拜。
We do this for the first time for our Christmas Eve candlelight service, and I say thatDefinitely, I must make sure all of you bring one copy of this back home.
那这是我们第一次在这个烛光崇拜，做这个，节庆。然后我也说，我希望你们大家都会把那个
册子
都带回家。
I'm very glad we are doing this because I think that this festival really helps to bring up the harmony from the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament.
那我认为这个节庆呢，它的确带出了这个旧约到新约的这个和谐。
So the reading from before this sermon will be all the Old Testament verses, and the reading after this will be all the New Testament verses.
那在我们讲到之前呢，这个经文都是取自这个旧约，然后之后都会是取自新约。
And so linking the two testaments is the underlying theme for this year's Advent.
那今年的这个降临节，那隐含的这个主题呢，正是将这个旧约还有这个新约连接。
So in the daily devotions that we have given to everyone, we hope that you can see how the ancient laws of Moses came to life in the Gospel of Mark.
那在这个灵修材料中呢，我们就看到这个摩西的律法活现在这个马可福音里。
And on the pulpit, we have been listening to the prophecies of Isaiah and how they will also be later echoed by the actions and deeds and words of Jesus.
那在讲道中呢，我们也听到这个以赛亚这些预言，那他之后也会回响在耶稣的这个话语以及他的行迹中。
You may have also noticed that this year's Christmas decoration, it will be something quite unlike anything you will ever see on Orchard Road.
那你或许也会注意到，我们这个圣诞装饰呢，和你在这个乌节路上所看到的是截然不同的。
This is a visual representation of Jesus as the cornerstone.
那它是这个耶稣作为这个房角石的这个视觉表现。
It is a reminder of God's promise that He will place a stone in Jerusalem.
那它提醒了我们呢，神这个承诺要在耶路撒冷。
And the true meaning of Christmas is that Jesus has now been incarnated into the world, and we believe that through this ancient promise is fulfilled.
那圣诞节真正的意义呢，就是这个耶稣来到这世上，然后我们也相信这预言实现了。
We can say that we believe that this promise is fulfilled because it is stated clearly in 1 Peter chapter 2.
那我们这个的信念呢，它其实源自彼得前书的第二章。
Peter says that as you come to Jesus, the living stone, the one who was rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also are like living stones, being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
那彼得他说：“主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，作圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。”
Peter can say this because he continues to say that in Scripture it's already said that, see, I will lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，依靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
So on Christmas Sunday was the first half of the message on cornerstone.
那在星期天的这个圣诞的讲道中呢，就是房角石这个讲道的首半部。
Tonight we will continue the reflection. What exactly is the meaning of cornerstone?
那今晚我们就继续说到这房角石指的到底是什么。
And when we survey the Old Testament, every time this word appears, we could see first of all that it is used synonymously with the idea of foundation.
那如果我们去查看这个旧约，我们就会看到呢，其实这个词呢，它和这个根基是同义的。
In Job chapter 38, Job asked, the Lord asked Job out of the storm. He says, "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand."
那在约伯记第38章，耶和华从旋风中回答约伯说：“我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里呢？” 你若有聪明，只管说吧。
Then he says, "On what were its footing set? Who laid its cornerstone?"
地的根基安置在何处？地的脚石是谁安放的？
Cornerstones means foundation.
那这个房角石指的就是根基。
The literal meaning in which that means that something structural in which the entire structure, the entire constructions will just depend on it.
那这个房角石呢，它主旨的这个意思就是能让整个建筑依靠的这个结构。
But there is something more when this word is used again in the judgment against Babylon.
但当它用在这个对巴比伦的这个审判时呢，指的就更多。
In Jeremiah chapter 51, he says that when God wants to pronounce a judgment on Babylon, he says that Babylon, no rock will ever be taken from you for a cornerstone, nor any stone for a foundation, for you will be desolate forever, declares the Lord.
那在耶利米书第51章就说到，人必不从你那里取石头为房角石，也不取石头为根基石，你必永远荒凉，这是耶和华说的。
What this means is that when God wants to declare that Babylon will never be rebuilt, it will be destroyed forever, he says that you will never have a cornerstone.
那当神呢，他要摧毁这巴比伦的时候，他就说，你将无法有房角石。
So we see from here that cornerstone is not just something fundamental, it means that if you don't have it, then nothing can ever be started.
那从这里我们就可以看到，房角石不只是基础。 就是没有了它呢，是什么都无法开始的。
And only with the cornerstone can the rest of the building process follow.
那有了这个房角石呢，其他的这个建筑工程才可以继续。
Now we know, of course, that Peter has used the Isaiah chapter 28, the cornerstone on Jesus himself.
那我们也看到在彼得前书里呢，就引述这个以赛亚书第28章，来以就是。
To say that the cornerstone is Jesus Christ.
来说这个房角石就是耶稣基督。
And we can apply all that we have learned so far about cornerstone on Jesus, on the meaning of Jesus.
那我们可以应用这个所学到有关这个耶稣基督身为房角石的这个重要性。
Jesus is the essential foundation for the entire new work, new beginning.
那耶稣呢，他就是这个新的开始必要的这个根基。
And the entire new religious structure will all rest on it, depend on it.
那整个这个新的这个宗教结构呢，就可牢靠于它。
The coming of Jesus Christ is God's revelation to us to tell us that He is starting something new, something brand new in Jesus Christ.
那基督的到来呢，是神给我们的这个显示，说他正要开始新的这个事。
And cornerstone is not just something static, as if you know you just put it there and then that's it. It's not like that.
但这个房角石呢，它不是静态的，不是说你摆好了之后呢，它的工作就完成了。
It takes on a dynamic meaning when, especially when you use it on a person.
那当它用来比喻人的时候呢，它就带有这个动态的成分。
Cornerstone can refer to leadership because everything and everyone will depend on it, whether it is for failure or for success.
那房角石呢，它可以指领袖，因为每个人还有所有的事物都靠它，就包括了失败和成功。
When we look on in Isaiah chapter 19, we see how cornerstone can refer to political leadership.
那在以赛亚书第19章呢，那房角石指的就是政治的这个领袖。
The officials of Zion have become fools. The leaders of Memphis are deceived. Why? Because the cornerstones of a people have led Egypt astray.
那所安的首领都变为愚昧，挪弗的首领都受了迷惑。当埃及支派房角石的，使埃及人走错了路。
So in Isaiah chapter 19, cornerstone is used for political leadership. Now in Zechariah 10, this cornerstone is now used for military leadership and spiritual leadership.
那在撒迦利亚书第10章呢，这房角石指的却是这个军事以及精神领袖，属灵的领袖。
From Judah will come the cornerstone, from him the ten pack, from him the better bow, from him every ruler.
房角石、钉子、征战的弓和一切掌权的都从犹大而出。
Together they will be warriors in battle, trampling their enemies into the mud of the streets. They will fight because the Lord is with them, and they will put the enemy horsemen to shame.
他们必如勇士，在镇上将仇敌践踏在街上的泥土中。他们必征战，因为耶和华与他们同在，骑马的也必羞愧。So
when we say that Jesus is the cornerstone,
那当我们说耶稣是房角石，
It don't just mean that Jesus is here to start something new. It also means that he is the leader of this new movement.
那他指的不只是他到来为了开始新的事物，他也指他是新的这个运动的这个领袖。
And so in Colossians chapter 1, it really sums up this leadership very well. He says that he is the head of the body, the head of the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that everything, in everything, he might have the supremacy.
那这在哥罗西书第1章完美的总结，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Brothers and sisters, we are gathered here tonight because we affirm that indeed the coming of Christ has such a great magnitude.
那弟兄姐妹，我们今晚聚集在这里，是因为我们肯定耶稣降临是多么的巨大。
We acknowledge that indeed Jesus is the cornerstone of all that we believe.
那我们承认耶稣是我们所相信的一切的房角石。
We believe we can be saved.
我们相信我们可以得救。
We believe that we can approach God in worship.
那我们相信我们可以对神祷告。
We believe that we can hope in a new creation.
那我们也相信我们可以在新的创造中得希望。
We believe we can do all that because Jesus Christ, the cornerstone, has come.
我们相信我们可以做这一切是因为耶稣基督的降临。
But just believing in something new is not enough.
但只相信新的事物是不够的。
Cornerstone also means leadership.
房角石指的也是领袖。And
if Jesus is the head, that means the rest of the body, the structure, must follow.
那如果耶稣是头，剩余的结构，也就是身体，也必须跟随。If
Jesus is the head, then the body must follow.
如果耶稣是领袖，那身体也必须跟随。
If Jesus is leading us to war, then we must fight.
如果耶稣带领我们上战场,
If Jesus is leading us to serve, then we must sacrifice.
那如果耶稣带领我们服事,
If Jesus is leading us to worship, then we must pray and go back to God.
那如果耶稣带领我们崇拜呢, 我们就必须祷告,
you cannot have a cornerstone if the rest of the rocks and stones are not going to be aligned to it.
那你不能有了房角石, 却不将其他的石呢, 与它一致。
If the cornerstone is light and life, then the rest of the stones must also be living light and life. The rest of the stones must shine.
那如果房角石是光和生命呢? 那其他的石也必须发光。
So after declaring that Jesus is the cornerstone, then Peter goes on to say,
那在宣告耶稣是房角石之后呢? 彼得他就继续说,
He said, yes, now to those who are believe, we believe that this stone is very precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
那所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵, 在那不信的人有话说, 匠人所砌的石头已做了房角的头块石头。
Yes, to those who believe this stone is so precious, but this stone will also cause people to stumble, a stone that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for.
又说,做了绊脚的石头,跌人的磐石,他们绊跌都因不顺从道理,他们这样绊跌也是预定的。
Peter quoted from Isaiah chapter 8, which is our passage today, to warn that the Jesus, the cornerstone, can also be a stumbling stone to some people.
那彼得就引述了以赛亚书第八章,也就是今天的经文,来警惕 耶稣这石可成为一些人的绊脚石。Yes,
the cornerstone means a new beginning.
是的,房角石指的是新的开始。But
the flip side of a new beginning is that there will be some who will not be on board with this new beginning.
可是新的开始的负面呢,就是将会有些人不愿接受。Just
as how the stone is now a foundational stone for the rest to follow, those who do not follow this stone, those who are not aligned to this stone, they will be exposed as flawed because they will be those that will be misaligned.
那正如这时呢, 可是让人跟从的这个根基, 可是那些不愿跟从的将会被认为是缺陷。
If Jesus is the beginning of this perfect temple for us to access God, then those who hang on to the old system will be exposed as using a broken one.
那如果耶稣是引向神的完美这神殿的开始呢? 那些紧抓住这个旧系统的将会是在用这个破裂的。
Some may feel, hey, that seems to be quite unfair.
那这看似不公平。
You know, just like how we do not like to update our software on our phones.
那就像我们不喜欢就是在电话去更新这个系统。
Why should I update my system just because God has a new system update in Jesus Christ?
那为什么神在耶稣中, 去更新了这个系统, 我就必须来更新呢?
But when we, now that we have gone through Isaiah chapter 28, Isaiah chapter 8, we can see why God's renewal is needed, is justified.
但当我们看这个以赛亚书这第8和28章之后呢, 我们就知道神的更新是对的。
It wasn't God who made the previous system obsolete.
那并不是神将之前的这个系统变得废弃。
It was the people themselves who were responsible for its corruption in the first place.
那是人呢, 先将它变得这个腐败的。
And because of this, God has to restore it with a new and better version.
那因此神就必须将它更新到一个, 新并且更好的版本。
And this is why I shared on Christmas Sunday service that the people had made a covenant with death.
那我在圣诞这崇拜中呢, 就分享到人和死亡立约。
Instead of their covenant with God, they made a covenant with death.
那与其就是和神去立约呢, 他们却和死亡立约。
In trying to evade death, they themselves courted their own death.
那为了逃避死亡呢, 他们却自行死路。
God sent his prophet Isaiah to him to speak to them, to plead with them.
那神将他的这个将以赛亚去带到他们面前。
But they scoffed at Isaiah's words. Isaiah's words telling them to trust God and to change their ways.
他们去嘲笑这个以赛亚的劝告，要他们相信神并改过自新。
They find Isaiah's call to trust God, to believe in God, oh, so naive.
那他们认为这个以赛亚要他们相信神呢，是非常的天真的。
God must act.
因此神他必须有所行动。
Our passage tonight in Isaiah chapter 8 is God's own assurance to his servant Isaiah, the faithful servant.
那我们今晚在以赛亚书第八章的这个经文呢，是神给予他忠心的仆人以赛亚的保证。
He must not follow their conspiracy or fear whatever they fear.
那他不该跟他们共谋或对他们恐惧的产生恐惧。
Isaiah, the faithful servant, must regard God as holy and just.Fear God alone. That's all he need to do.
那以赛亚他必须当神是圣洁的，并只害怕他。
God will be the stone, the one that comes in judgment to those who reject him.
神是会对于那些拒绝他的做出审判的石。
So in the end, we see the people who are in judgment, they were just reaping whatever they have sown.
那最后我们就看到这些受审判的，其实只是自食其果。
In contrast.Isaiah's faithfulness will be vindicated by God's action.
那相反的，以赛亚的忠诚将会被神的行动证实。
What is holiness?
那什么是神圣？
圣洁。
圣洁。
Holiness means belonging to God and God alone.
圣洁指的是唯独属于神。
By trusting in God's words and His way, Isaiah displays what it means to belong to God.
那在相信神的这个话还有行迹呢，以赛亚就显现了属于神的意思。
There's much that we can learn with what Isaiah did in his time.
那我们有许多可以向以赛亚学习的地方。
In Isaiah chapter 8 verse 16 it says, this is what Isaiah says to do. He says, bind up this testimony of warning, seal up God's instruction among my disciples.
那这是以赛亚在以赛亚书第八章里做的，在第十六节。你要卷起律法书，在我们途中间封住训诲。
Verse 17, I will wait for the Lord, the one who is hiding his face from the descendants of Jacob. I will put my trust in him.
第十七节，我们等候那颜面不顾雅各家的耶和华，我也要仰望他。
And Isaiah, just as his call during his calling, he says, now he says again, here am I.
然后。以赛亚又说，看啊。
Here am I and the children that the Lord has given me. We are the signs and symbols in Israel from the Lord Almighty who dwells on Mount Zion.
看啊，我与耶和华所给我的儿女，就是从住在锡安山万军之耶和华来的，在以色列中作为预兆和奇迹。
What Isaiah is doing here is that he is going to make himself.And his family a testimony for God.
那以赛亚他将他和他将他自己和他的家人呢作为神的见证。
The best example that they can display as a testimony is to just wait for the Lord and to trust that His words will be fulfilled.
那他们作为见证的这个最好的例子就是等待主，然后相信他的话语会应验。
To trust that this stone, this rock will come.
去相信这时他会到来。
And if you think about it, in many ways, we are so much more fortunate than Isaiah.
那我们在许多方面呢，都比以赛亚幸运。
Because all that happened to Isaiah is that he did live to see the divine judgment that comes in the form of the fall of Israel and Judah.
那以赛亚呢，他看到了以色列和犹大受审判并衰落。
But we are so much more fortunate because we get to see that the divine salvation that comes from Jesus Christ.
那我们却更幸运，因为我们得知在耶稣基督中的救赎。
We see the coming of the cornerstone.
我们看到这房角石的到来。
And when Jesus began his ministry, this is what he said.
那当耶稣开始他的施工的时候呢，他这么说。
He went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God.
那耶稣来到加利利宣传神的福音。
And he says that the time has come.
他说, 日期满了,
the time has come.
日期满了,
the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news.
神的国近了, 你们当悔改,
yes, brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, Jesus has come.
因神的恩典,
and, because Christ has come, we know that the good news about the kingdom of God has already begun.
那因为耶稣的降临呢, 让我们得知神的国度开始的福音。
The cornerstone has been laid with the coming of Christ.
基督的到来呢, 遵定了房角石。
Brothers and sisters, what would your testimony be?
弟兄姐妹, 您的见证会是什么呢?
Will it be a testimony of patience?
会有毅力吗?
Will it be a testimony of hope?
会是有希望的见证吗?
Will it be acts of forgiveness, selflessness, and love?
会有原谅, 无私和爱的事迹吗?
Will there be acts of humility?
会有谦卑的事迹吗?
Will it be like Isaiah who says that I will wait on the Lord, I will put my trust in him?
会像以赛亚那样说, 他会等待神的到来, 他相信他。
Remember these words from Isaiah chapter 40.
请记住以赛亚书第40章。
Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
但那等待耶和华的必从心得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because your promise has been fulfilled. We see the work has begun in Jesus Christ. Let us learn to trust. Let us learn to wait on the Lord. And let us follow where the head leads. All this we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.